Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast with my dad, Ted Knightsey. Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Knightsey. I've been thinking a lot about you lately. Summer is in full swing and we have a ton to deal with and mega amounts of uncertainty. But who cares? Seriously, how much energy can you put into worrying about things you cannot control? We can plan for everything. We can see guidelines. We can see all the things. But at the very end of each day, we just got to be ready for the next day. Optimism is burned when we try to anticipate things we cannot control emotionally, when we try to control what is uncontrollable, which is why in this episode, we're going to fuel ourselves with the tools and energy to be optimistic. Do you know what the secret to maintaining optimism is for me? Knowledge, movement, and music. Would you like to know what my ultimate day would be? Quick disclosure, that is if I'm not being a dad or a husband on that day, because that is the ultimate day, but it would be to exercise my body, fuel my mind, and entertain my soul. Whenever I have a day just for Ted, that's exactly what I do. I actually do this every day in small ways, but I'm telling you, it is one of the ways I keep my hyperness going. Because I work out in the morning and clear my mind, a run, a ride, or a walk. But my ideal day after that is learning, reading, discussing, and then sharing my new knowledge so that I can apply it. My body grows and sustains from the stress of exercise, but my mind, well, that is in my total control. I grow my knowledge is how I grow myself so that I can be my best for others. But I have to do that. And reading is key for me. Then sharing my knowledge and eventually teaching that knowledge. I feed my soul with music. My downtime, if you call it that, is distracting my ever-moving mind with music and searching for new music and a return to some of my favorites that my body, mind, and soul are then fueled by. And I love sharing it with others. As I head into my short summer break here, because I'm going to take a couple weeks off from the podcast, I wanted to give you some tools. Now, I've heard from many of you that you listen to the Smart Thinking Podcast when you exercise. You walk or run, and some people have even told me they listen while they fold laundry. So I'm not going to speak at all to any strategies to you about exercising. However, as we move forward into the future, there is one thing that we can do, and that is grow our minds so that we are prepared for an uncertain future. And that can only be done if we commit ourselves to growing. And that commitment fuels your confidence, your skills, and builds your ability to react by being optimistic. Pessimism is fired by a fear of the unknown, uncertainty in your options, and an unwillingness to accept that the world is malleable and constantly changing. So break pessimism by being informed. As we head into the heart of summer here, I have three texts that will allow you to be a stronger advocate for others in the future. Each of them has a very specific purpose, and if I were you, I'd read them in order. The first book is to grow your understanding of the world in which we live. The second is how to develop the strategies to do something about it. And the third is a text that allows you to have the difficult conversations you need to have so that you can make a change and be an advocate for anyone, but especially the underdog. One of the cyclical issues we face generation after generation in the United States and around the world is racism fueled by ignorance. Ignorance in the deepest way, meaning a complete lack of understanding or empathy of how we got here and the reasons why we're in this current situation. Which is why when two of my colleagues, Aaron and Heather, a couple weeks ago suggested I read Stamped from the Beginning, I swiped open my Amazon app and I bought it. It came, and man, I highly recommend this book by Ibram Kendi. There are two versions, and I read the long one, the historical text with 45 pages of endnotes, but there is a shorter, more compressed version that is very good as well. It took me forever to read this book because there were so many times that I just stopped and struggled. Struggled at what has been done to people, struggled with mindsets, struggled with attitudes and laws and bureaucracies and all of the different ways in which we've held people down. But if you want to be a true and deep understanding person of the history of the anti-black thinking in America, and you want to be uncomfortable so that you actually grow, you need to read it. As we head into new territory of advocacy and empathy, it's critical that leaders expand their understanding of the world in which we have to navigate. If we're going to be buffalo into the future and support Generation Z as they try to make their mark and change the world, It will only be through a deep understanding of the history of challenges faced by Black Americans. The text starts at the deepest beginnings and discusses the human hierarchy that the first settlers to the Americas created and justified, and it walks us all the way through to modern times. If you're accustomed to reading historical texts, you'll love this. If not, read the follow-up to this text, which is much easier, but equally compelling of a read, stamped by Jason Reynolds and Ibram Kendi. It's a great book. I read them both. And once you acquire the knowledge to grow your leadership and advocacy for others, well, guess what? Now you need to learn how to think different to get things done. Advocating for the underdog takes a lot of risk. Ignorance and pessimism prevails in many corners of our world, and optimism and enlightenment seem to be in the minority too often. So the second book to read to get you to think is actually called Think Like a Rocket Scientist by Ozan Verrill, a real rocket scientist. This text took me forever to read because I kept having to get a new pen because I ran out of ink taking notes. There are a handful of books in my life that have actually sent me sideways or forced me to step back on my thinking and my processes and my lifestyle, and this was one of them. Ozan walks through all the ways to think about risk, process, design, and implementation. He challenges you with great historical examples, modern rocketry secrets and ideas, and delivers a mind-filling experience that gets you thinking about how to get things done. One of my favorite quotes from this book is, "A problem well-defined is a problem half-solved." This book needs to be read by everyone who's making decisions and has the privilege to lead strategies or learning. Now, once you grow in your knowledge by reading Stamped from the beginning and then learning how to think like a rocket scientist, we have to figure out how to build consensus and get others to the table by having the difficult conversations, which is why the book is We Need to Talk by Celeste Headlee. This is a great book. This paperback comes in at under 200 pages and is a quick but compelling read, filled with strategies and processes that support your mindset around having difficult conversations. This is a text that should be read by anyone who evaluates others, mentally stutters when they have to have a conversation with those they serve or love, and it should be taught to every middle school kid on the planet. After reading Headlee's text, I heard her voice every time I was coaching someone, talking to my kids, and supporting others. Leaders need to read this text as a reminder that we are not always right, and sometimes our voice is loudest when it's not heard at all. Three books on totally different topics, but all for one skill. Leadership, Stamped to get your mind moving, Think Like a Rocket Scientist to get your body in motion for process, and We Need to Talk to get your mouth and ears to harmonize in order to make it all happen. I really recommend that you read them in order, and as you do, you'll find yourself wanting to advocate for those who need it, and you'll feel your brain swell with confidence, understanding, empathy, and new skills. So exercise your body by moving, exercise your mind by learning, and now let's have some fun and fuel our soul with some music. Longtime listeners to the podcast often send me requests for more artists, more music. So I thought I'd share three songs that have fueled my soul, made me dance, chill, and one that made me cry. Tears of laughter, joy, and irony, of course, because I'm of German descent. I don't really have tear ducts. I have eyeball lubricators. But anyways, the first song put a little skip in my step. Now, a quick disclosure. As you know, I run early in the morning and when there are very few people around, so I can do some weird things if I want to, so I have great freedom, and if I want to do things when I'm out and about, I do. So the other day, this song came on, and it took me back as I was running, and I was thinking, man, this sounds like music I used to listen to when I was a kid. And it sounded a lot like the music that I used to roller skate to in the street behind my house with my friends as we played mixtapes on my boombox, burning through D batteries at an alarming rate and praying that the mixtapes would not get eaten. So when I was running on the bike path in a wooded area of my community on a cool summer morning, and this song came on, at about the 1 minute 47 second mark, I stopped on the trail and started dancing side to side, snapping my fingers for about 10 seconds, smiling and laughing. Probably one of the side effects of quarantine for me, but I got about 100 yards past the dance spot, and all of a sudden a bike pulls up next to me, and a 30-something-year-old woman that I've seen before on the trail rides up next to me, and she says, "Hey, you look like you're having a little too much fun this morning." Normally, I'd have been a little embarrassed, a very little, but I was like, "Hey, I am having fun," and I challenged her to a race, She won and she had a bike. But here's that moment in the song. The song is by Lennon Stella, and it's called Summer Feeling. Stress is gone for me. Nowhere I'd rather be. It's a pretty cool and upbeat song. Download it. It'll be worth it. Now, the second Soul Fuel is a jazz piece. I get on these weird genre dives when it comes to music, and for some reason, a couple of weeks ago, I got into a jazz genre called Gypsy Jazz, which is a fusion of American jazz, French Parisian jazz, and gypsy guitar chords. It's the kind of music that you'd hear in a romantic comedy scene as two people were riding their bicycles under the Eiffel Tower. But it's fun, and great music to prep dinner to, listen to a book while it's playing in the background, impress your friends on the deck while you're drinking wine, or simply to bother your kids, which has been very effective for me. But this band is called Havana Swing, and they're playing from their album, Django's Lion. Just look up Havana Swing, you'll find that album, and the whole album is pretty fun like this. Now, let's get to that song that made me cry with laughter and basically have a brief mental breakdown. I've loved this artist since the early 90s when he and his band disrupted the flannel-wearing Nirvana lovers I went to college with and made a mockery of the alternative music scene. He had me at mockery. But anyways, Ben Folds has always blended his piano prowess with wit and sincerity. So when this song dropped the other day, I listened to it, and the first time I laughed at the wit, the second time I frowned at the irony, and the third time, well, those eyebrow lubricators teared up a little bit because of the honesty. The song is called 2020, and it is exactly what you'd think it would be. A song filled with the facts that in the past 6 months we have repeated almost every bad year of our history.
New Year's Eve, don't it seem like decades ago? Back in 2019, back when life was slow. Now it's June, we're just halfway done. 2020, hey, are we having fun? How many years will we try to cram into one? You thought we'd be living 1918 again, but we messed that up so bad, God had to toss 1930 in.
There it is. A quick, smart thinking podcast to get us into summer. I'm going to take a couple of weeks off and hope that you can catch up on some past episodes. I'm going to record some interviews in the next few weeks and get those posted, and I'm looking forward to the fourth season of the podcast. The six authors and artists I introduce you to are to get you thinking about yourself, thinking about those you serve, thinking about your mindset, thinking about being Buffalo, thinking about being optimistic. Thinking about how you fuel that inner buffalo so that you can be your best. And remember that attitude determines your altitude. And the only way we can soar is through acquiring knowledge, learning what to do with it, and being able to convince others to do something about it. So let's do some smart thinking. List the books you'll read this summer to fuel yourself. Describe your process for fueling yourself. And list music that you could share with me to get me dancing on the trails, laughing to myself, or listen to while relaxing with a book. Feel free to drop that on Twitter or my Facebook page. That's it. That's the Smart Thinking Podcast. As always, thank you for listening, and please don't forget to rate and share this on your social media platforms. Also, thank you to the Well Pennies for their awesome music, and please support them by following them on Spotify or whatever musical platform you use to download. I talked to Brian the other day through text and was pretty excited to hear that they're working on that album. Finally, thank you for listening and giving me a fun purpose every weekend. Each morning when I'm cooling down, I do my daily reflections. I pray, I share my appreciation, and think about what I'm going to do to elevate others. I think about my children, my wife, my family, and those that I serve, and I ask for the strength to do what I get to do, and I appreciate the simple fact that I get to be here and experience all of these amazing challenges. I think about my privileges, my problems, and my opportunities, the challenges I face, and the opportunities I have to improve. I think about those that I serve, and I think about what I am facing. What do you think about when you start your day? I'm just so happy to be alive. Alive with the opportunity to learn, live, and serve. So this week and every week moving forward, exercise your body, feed your mind, and fuel your soul. Thank you for being you, on behalf of all those that you serve and love. And remember to be Buffalo as you head into your challenges, and keep in mind that a lot of people are looking to you to show them how to live, learn, and lead. Life is not easy. It's challenging on purpose. It's challenging so that we can do the most with every minute in the service of those that we care for. Let's end this with an anthem that will remind you of how good we have it in the simplest of terms. It'll get your mind moving, your heart pumping, and maybe you'll want to go roller skating.
You turned me on.
To make a dream survive,
who's got the touch
to calm a storm inside,
who's gonna save you?